Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 338 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, now let's get to today's question from Laura. And quick thing to mention before the question starts, you're going to have to chime in on this one as well on Twitter, hashtag AskPat338. You'll see what I mean in a sec.
Hi, Pat. My name's Laura Miller. I'm an entrepreneur in Australia. I've been working on developing a business that helps people to save money more easily, which I was going to launch later this year in Australia. And I've only just discovered that another company over in America, which is backed by Google Ventures, called Digit.co, they've just launched and they're pretty much offering the exact same service as my own idea. Should I still go ahead with my business idea? That's my question. I'd really love an answer to that because I have absolutely no idea where I'm going from here on out. Okay, thanks, Pat.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for the question. And I checked out the company that you mentioned, Digit.co. And it's a really great idea. I think it's smart because of obvious reasons. But just because somebody else did it, I'm just going to say it straight up front. And the reason I mentioned that hashtag in the beginning is because I want everybody else out there to be honest and share your thoughts on this as well using the hashtag AskPat338. If you were Laura, would you keep going with this idea if somebody else had done it already before you, like that was already Google Ventured backed? Or would you move on to something else? So it'll be interesting to hear from everybody out there. But I think you know where I'm going with this, Laura. Let's think. Uber is a company that you probably heard of before. Lyft is another company, L-Y-F-T, that is just like Uber. It works the exact same way. And you know what? A lot of people actually like Lyft a lot better because it differentiates itself from the other company that's out there. Just because another company is out there and started before you doesn't mean that you can't do it yourself, and it doesn't mean, definitely doesn't mean that you can't do it even better. That's actually your advantage of doing it afterwards. Now, yes, of course, there's first-to-market benefits, but there's also second-to-market benefits as well. And this is a big fear that a lot of people go through, and it's, I know it's even more difficult now because this is Google-backed, and that, you know, cool. It's validated your idea. Great. Now, go and make it even better. Put your own Laura Miller twist on it and make it insanely better. And there's a number of different ways you might be able to do that. And, you know, a lot of people put more of their own personality into their business ideas to help them stand out because, like everybody knows, nobody is like you. Some people make things more personalized and white glove. Some people like, or some businesses like Lyft make things a little bit more fun and different with their little, you know, pink mustache that they put at the front of every car, which is interesting. I remember just a couple months ago that, what was it? Meerkat came out, M-E-E-R-K-A-T, which is a live streaming service that runs through your iPhone or Android, I believe as well, which then was followed up by Periscope, which came out from Twitter, which does essentially the same thing. And they're different and there are users for each. I remember when Vine came out and they did the short videos, and then Instagram came out and everybody thought, you know, Vine was going to be done because Instagram had video too. But no, Vine is still thriving because there's a certain kind of audience that likes Vine over Instagram. And so you'd be able to, you know, you'll be surprised. Maybe, you know, one thing you could do is thinking about how you would position yourself, not against Digit, but differently from Digit. You might also think about maybe niching down. Maybe it's automated savings for blank. Maybe it's a particular industry to start out with, or maybe it's for entrepreneurs, or maybe it's for people between a certain income level or ages, or for people who are still in college or whatever. So that's something you have to think about as well. Also how you go about monetizing and where fees might come in. That's how a lot of companies differentiate themselves from others as well. So again, the differentiation thing is going to be important, obviously. If you were to do the exact same thing as them, then you would not ever be any better because you would always be second best because they came out first. But if you are the first to do something, you just happen to also do this thing that this other company also does, but you do it in this way, which the other one does not, that can definitely help you stand out. So I wouldn't let the fact that this other company is out there stop you. I would use that as more motivation and a way for you to discover what else can be done better. Actually, this might be one of those blessings in disguise, Laura. And I know you're probably confused and probably, you know, almost sick to your stomach. Maybe you were working on this for quite a while, and then all of a sudden you see this come out and you're like, oh, no. But you should be like, yes, Google likes this idea enough that they backed a company in America. How can I make my idea even better? So in case I were to get it backed, it'd maybe be backed for even more. So Laura, that's my short, quick answer for you. I would love to listen and hear what everybody else thought. So go ahead and add your feedback as well. Use the hashtag AskPat338. And Laura, you can follow that hashtag again, hashtag AskPat338. And I'd love to know what you all think. Should you use this as motivation and fuel for the fire? Or should you kind of walk away because somebody else that has been backed by a big company has already done it before you? Let's see what you think. Laura, thank you so much for your question. Best of luck to you. And because your question was featured here on the show, we're going to fly over an AskPat t-shirt and hand it to you. I don't know how long it takes to get there since you're all the way in Australia. But my assistant will contact you in a couple weeks to collect your information, and we'll send that over to you. Thank you again so much. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you again. Best of luck to everybody out there. And this is a quote to finish off the day from Biz Stone, a co-founder of Twitter. He says, "Timing, perseverance, and 10 years of trying will eventually make you look like an overnight success." Cheers, take care, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of AskPat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to AskPat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/AskPat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.